metal around this area.
When they meet them, well, when these are found, what's done with them?
Well, the ones that do have them, most of the time they gather them up and haul them out because they're so few that they try to get them out of the field.
Do they have any particular use?
Well, nothing other than part of the time they'll take them up and use them. They have built fences around the yards with them, those stone fences, and then they fill gutter or gullies with them, throw them gullies in the wash.
Is there any difference between a gully and a wash?
Well, a wash, yes. A wash is more of a flat place, that, and a gully has cut the depth. It's cut into a ditch, into a depth.
When you were a boy, how did you get your water?
With a pump and a well bucket.
Metal or wood?
Well, a metal bucket and then a pump with a metal pump.
With a piston or? This was on the cistern?
On the cistern we had what's called a pitcher pump.
Were those buckets that went around?
No. Well, we have had those too, those bucket pumps.
I've seen quite a few of those up around Hominy in Cleveland. Just standing out there. Nobody's collected
them
and done anything. I'd like to get one and take it home. What did you use when you milked cows?
Pail, milk pail.
Is this metal or?
Metal.
A round or one of those oblong ones?
Well, we used always round.
And if you were feeding the pigs kitchen scraps, what did you take those to them with?
Lot bucket.
What did your mother use when she, if she boiled beans or something like that, what did she put them in?
Well, in a little iron kettle most of the time.
And what did she use to stir? Well, stir soup, for example.
Ladle.
Was this wood or?
Well, it, both kinds. They had wood ladles and then those big long handle spoon ladles.